All right, Marty Fittani is with us. He is the CEO at InvestUP. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Jack.
Well, I watched with interest, Marty, the hearing yesterday down in Lansing, and I was struck by what Ms. Lake spoke about. Clearly, she's not of the same political persuasion, perhaps, as Markkanen and Preston and even yourself, maybe, but it's all on deck for UP, and she made that really clear, and I thought she gave a good testimony of, look, we don't want a handout. So from your perspective, how do you think it went yesterday?
I think it went really well, and I give Mandy Lake so much credit for such heartfelt remarks that are heartfelt because she lives in the community and is raising a family in the community and has been there for years. And she puts herself in a difficult position because there is such vocal, although small, opposition to this. And so I give her so much credit for offering the remarks that she made, and I thought they were very persuasive.
Marty, let's just be blunt. Let me get your perspective on this.
Yeah.
The governor gave her thumbs up. Many of the legislative leaders gave their thumbs up. The department gave their. Why has this been so difficult?
Boy, Jack, if I had that answer, it probably wouldn't be this difficult. So I think, you know, understandably, there are questions about it. And I think some of those questions are fair. Unfortunately, those that oppose this, much like we saw back with Eagle Mine in 2002, 2003, 2004, are not afraid to color around the edges or completely off of the chart. And so they have their own agenda, and they're trying to drive that. And I don't think it's actually the opposition that has stood in the way, but you know, $50 million for infrastructure is a big number. And so you can appreciate why there are some questions, and then you sprinkle in some opposition on top. It makes for, you know, a challenge to move things forward. But most importantly, I am optimistic, and I believe in the end, persistence and patience will pay off here. And the infrastructure that's necessary, not just for the mine, but for economic opportunity much more broadly, for a community that desperately needs it, will come.
And people here in Escanaba, Marquette, you know, Central UP, we have our own issues, but we may not always know, Marty, just what they're up against in the Western UP. That's your job to know that. Kind of describe for the rest of the UP what they are up against out there and why this is not like what Mandy said, just it's not a handout.
No, it's critically necessary. And if this opportunity isn't realized, I really worry about that region and what becomes of it, because there's nothing coming behind this. And this is why we say this is truly a generational opportunity. And so to give you just one example of how dire it is, Ontonagon lost its hospital. There is no longer a hospital in Ontonagon County. And I would submit you don't have a community if you don't have a hospital. So you can look at other data that's very persuasive, such as the fact that Ironwood's lost 60% of its K-12 population over the last 50 years. But you just need to look to the reality of a hospital closing to understand how profoundly needed economic opportunity is in the Western Upper Peninsula.
And if there is an area of the UP, we all need jobs, right? But that area really does. I mean, if you go all the way back to the White Pine Mine closing, that we're still feeling that to this day, are we not?
Absolutely. And, you know, more recently, they lost the Marinesco Correctional Facility. So they have hemorrhaged jobs for years, and this is that opportunity. It's 700 direct and indirect jobs. Those 380 direct jobs, Jack, pay on average $90,000 a year. And I was really offended yesterday when one of those that opposed the mine said, none of those jobs are going to go to local people. Really? That's news to me. And I would love to know what license she has to say that, because that is never been part of the conversation that this was not going to be local hires for every job that could be hired locally.
Marty, I'm sure you remember fondly, like I do, Senator Koivisto.
Sure do.
And he was a Democrat, but he put his neck out there and he went against his own party and really ushered in, helped to usher in some real strict environmental rules for mining in the UP. I'm sure you recall that, and I know that a lot of those are still in place.
Well, you know, back in 2004, there was a bipartisan coalition, Jack, led by Tom Casperson, that put in what is now called Part 632. So all new non-ferrous mining regulations. At the time that Governor Granholm, a Democrat, signed a Republican bill, she called those standards among the most stringent in the country, if not the world. And understand that those bills that provided these new modern day mining practices passed the legislature 148-0. So in the House, 110-0, in the Senate, 38-0, and a Democratic governor and Governor Granholm signing that legislation that had universal support from industry and the environmental community, like the Sierra Club, like the Nature Conservancy. All of those organizations offered support of the very mining regulations that have permitted the Eagle Mine to run successfully without incident in Marquette and would govern this same mine as well. And yet opponents with no subject matter expertise have all of these arguments as to why this mine shouldn't be cited.
Marty, this is a tough question to put you at, but you've been through it all. You've seen it all through your various jobs over the years and working closely with Senator Casperson and others. Where do we go? How do we get past this roadblock then? I asked you this last summer when it looked like the money was being approved and then it hit a brick wall, right? So how do we move forward on this?
I think we have to continue to educate and be patient, be persistent, and at the end of the day, I think you prevail with that. And so that's what we've continued to try to do. That's what we will do. The opportunity here, Jack, is too important to not do that. And so I think it requires all of us to recognize that we are all economic developers here. We all have some responsibility to speak truth to this, that this has been done for generations in the Upper Peninsula. It's now being done under new standards, which are as strict as any standard that there is. And it's being done successfully right here in the Upper Peninsula as attested to by Eagle Mine. And so I think we all have to own that to some degree and help push it forward. And for those that are from outside the area that are pushing back against it, say that's not acceptable. You know, one of the other things that struck me yesterday, Jack, was they that oppose this rely on the claim that they've got 450,000 people that have signed a petition in opposition, and yet they concede 200 of those are from the Western UP. So roughly 1% of the population that has signed that petition is from the affected area. Well, I would maintain you can find 1% of the population these days that think the earth is still flat. So, you know, it speaks to the overwhelming support that exists for this project in its very backyard. You just need to take a look around the community and see all of the signs that support this project in yards with a stake in saying we support it. And then additionally, you've got 22 local units of government that have all stepped up and said, we support the Copperwood Mine. So make no mistake, this is widely accepted and wants to be embraced by the very community that will house this mine.
Lastly, the governor will be here in Escanaba for the UP State Fair in 2 weeks. I imagine you'll have a conversation with her about a number of things, this being one of them.
Well, certainly if there's the opportunity, we appreciate the governor's support to date. And so, you know, I don't know that additional conversation is necessary. She has been by our side, trying to get this mind-sighted, and we're so grateful for that, as well as the bipartisan support that we've had throughout. You know, we had really good bipartisan support in the House when it was packaged a little differently, and I expect we'll see that same type of support as Wakefield Township is now seeking the grant. So if the governor has questions, we remain at the ready. If the conversation is in front of us, we'd certainly welcome it again. But Governor Whitmer's been very supportive, and we across the Upper Peninsula are so grateful for that.
And so, Marty, what is it for people listening, and people listening on the West End, but all across the UP? Like I think Dave Preston mentioned yesterday that we're all in it together, all these projects in the UP. One part of the UP, we all support each other. What is it? Who is it? If someone listening, say, you know, Marty, who do we need to? You mentioned the governor supporting this, that the all 22 local governments on the West End, all four of our state representatives, our senators, both of them from this area. So who is it that we need to convince as average citizens to move this forward and get those jobs into the Western UP?
Well, I think as you're kind of hearing some of this nonsense, it's to speak truth to it. And again, this is a fully permitted mine. It's the only fully permitted greenfield copper mine in the country. So it has gone through the environmental permitting standards that are overseen by what, you know, used to be called the DEQ, now is called Eagle. And so no shill for, you know, industry, right? And so I think it requires us to speak truth to that and to express support. You're right. Senator McBroom, Senator DeMoose, the four UP legislators, Preston, Markkinen, Bonek, and Fairburn have been great supporters. Let them know how grateful you are for their support and that you encourage them to do everything they can to get it across the finish line.